Hey, my darling. Oh, we're finally done putting away our haul. God, my arms are sore from carrying so many things. You know how I insist in making no more than one trip for groceries. True, it was a chaotic ordeal, but at least we're good for now. We should have enough supplies to last us maybe a few months. Let's see. We stocked up on all the essentials: frozen food and veggies, oatmeal and beans, some fresh foods too, just in case things look up. Plus protein powder, handkerchiefs, rubbing alcohol, vitamins, fever and flu medicine, soap, mouthwash, pads, and sexy time stuff too, lube and condoms. No quarantines for us. Oh God, yeah, those lines were awfully long. It was really wild. I don't think we've ever seen anything like that in our whole lifetimes. And people kept buying more and more toilet paper. I seriously don't understand. We can even just use our bidet or even a shower head. And if the shit really hits the fan, just kidding. They can't eat or drink toilet paper. It's barely a thing that people can barter. I don't get it. But I do get that people are just trying to find a sense of control, and maybe some people find it through stockpiling toilet paper. What can you do? Well, I'm really happy we managed to buy everything we need for a while. Yeah. Sweetie, come here. Really, I want to thank you. You know, I'm really glad you sent me those articles by the health experts suggesting that we self-quarantine. You're completely right. Now that we're doing our part with social distancing and flattening the curve and staying away from our older parents, it just makes me feel better. Yeah, we can check up on them through the phone or video chat. And well, if they can figure it out. So I read the articles and some more literature from the medical professionals and the other officials on how to properly self-quarantine. So what do you think about these proposed guidelines? So every day, we just have to wipe down our phones with rubbing alcohol and our glasses too. Both can be really dirty. And we have to wash our hands for at least 30 seconds before and after eating, face washing, or doing sexy stuff, or at least sanitize. And we need to drastically cut down on the face touching, ideally eliminate it. Yeah, I know it's a thing that we like to do while cuddling, but we actually need to stop doing that because pathogens can easily enter the body through the face, right? But let's try to remind each other. See, if you see me touching my face, just call me out, okay? Sometimes the oldest, sneakiest habits are the most difficult to break. And we should probably try to cut back on some of the kissing too, because that transmits germs, you know. On the bright side, after the pandemic is over, we can catch up on all the cute face touching and kissing to our heart's content. And we're both quite privileged to be able to work from home. We can set up a mini home office and take breaks together, keep each other fresh. And then after the workday is over, we can hang out with our friends on Discord and play Jackbox and sing karaoke and feel a little less lonely. You know, we'll finally have enough time to be real homebodies and catch up on all these movies and shows on our watch list. Of course, we'll also have plenty of time for tender, magical lovemaking, even if we can't do a lot of kissing or face touching. You know, I'm available for sweet, reassuring aftercare and cuddles anytime, right? Quarantine together could be almost like forced romantic staycation. Let's think positive, right? you're holding me so tightly. Not that I mind, but you seem like you're trying to squeeze my bones. Hey, is everything all right? Yeah, I know. I understand. Yes, the coronavirus is scary. It is really serious. Look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm scared too. I know I'm not supposed to just break down and show you how worried I am, but here we are. I know with each passing day, it seems the news and the number of cases gets worse. You know, I'm always open and honest with you especially. I'm really afraid too. Exponential growth scares me shitless. But we're not going to let that fear hurt us. Not one bit. Remember, we're not panicked. We're prepared. We have a solid plan. We do. We're just going to hunker down for a bit and wait until easy testing becomes available and containment starts to decrease the number of cases. We'll just stay hopeful that it definitely happens soon. Look, even if, God forbid, it does evolve into the end of the world, we'll be in it together, right? But it won't be, I promise. Because we're being proactive and responsible, and other people are too. A lot of them. And things will be back to sort of normal soon. You know? There's no one else in the world I'd rather be in quarantine with than you. We are always each other's rock in the worst of times. You're the love of my whole life, you know. And you chose me to be your soulmate. How did I find such an amazing partner like you? How did I ever get so lucky? You're beautiful, bright, caring, kind. You're just a perfect little cinnamon roll. Is it still face touching if I touch your face with my face? Does that count? I don't want it to count. I just want... I just want to be with you. You know, if I have you here, everything's fine. I'm not worried. I mean, I'm worried. But not if you're here. I just know that we're here together. And I know that we can't control this. You can't control it. I can't control it. But if we're here together and we still have each other, that's all. That's all we need, right? I just need you. We can find any solution together. I know we can. We'll be safe together. I just know. Us and our loved ones will get through this and survive this together. I promise. I love you so much. And I'm here for you. Always.